Cue the music, please. In our previous episode, we had gotten the water balanced. We got the water heated up. It's now pleasant to swim in. Doesn't freeze your knackers off. We're consuming electricity like Big Fatty would be consuming bacon at a bacon convention. But the pool is hot. It's powered up and it's hot. So we now have out there we have Wi-Fi at the pool because I couldn't stream any music from the pool, which was very annoying. So we have a Wi-Fi port out at the pool now, and you can sit out there in the cabana.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Doesn't freeze your knackers off.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2467 of the BFO for Wednesday the 12th of July 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to have a cruise update for you, and we're going to play some voice letters. Yes, Big Freddy! Hello, dungarees, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are dungarees today because, y'all, that's a old-fashioned. That's an old-fashioned term for blue jeans. And when you think of blue jeans, you think of the denims. And when you think of the denims, you think of this. See y'all today, the 12th of July. Y'all, he is part of the Denims Show with his husband, David, that Blue Jeans guy. Y'all, it's Mr. Green Jeans. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I don't think Mr. Green Jeans listens to the Little Show. Big Fatty, he's the smarter of the two of them. Well, okay, and, he and David, that Blue Jeans guy, yeah, they're supposed to be moving down to, the Myrtle Beach, but, I think their plans fell through, and, it sounds to me like, they fell through just in time before there was a calamity, with the move and all, so I'm pleased that, things worked out for them before they ran into that expense and heartache and all. But anyway, y'all, and I don't know if Mr. Green Jeans, Paul, has a Twitter or a Facebook, but I know David does, and I know David will pass the word along to him. So y'all, if you see Mr. Green Jeans or David, that Blue Jeans guy, wish Paul, a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope David makes sure he has a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday!
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Y'all, okay. Y'all on Monday evening, y'all had a testimonium from my my 33-year-old that likes the special chai. Yes, Big Fanny. Herbert, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm just sitting here on the special chair. And he goes, well, I really wasn't, but be ready, you vulgar. He says, I'd like to come over. I said, come on. And y'all, I've got to tell you, and I know I say this all the time, it was just lovely. And y'all, for some reason, and it must be the lingering effects of the full moon, but y'all, it was yes, I know, that, yes, you were right, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all it was the only word I can come up with was intense, and y'all, it was intense where y'all, it was all done, and the fat lady had sang, Big Fatty, I didn't know the old gal was here. No, not that fat lady. Big Fatty, is it the B flat fat lady? No, it's not her either, but it's a form of speech. Okay, but y'all, it was just one of those where you just went, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Y'all, it was just that intense. Big Fatty, we don't need any more details. Miss Beaver is traumatized just hearing about it now. Gussie, the Atlantis. The Atlantis has still not announced the pre-cruise and post-cruise extensions and the airfare specials and everything. Big Fatty is getting close. Well, and so, we just kind of given up on them. I've told our travel agent, book our transfers, book the hotels, and we'll say thank you for calling, probably in the next in the next few weeks, we'll be registering with the cruise ship, then we'll get our excursion squared away, and Granny and Durwood and Big Dick, they can sign up for the liquor package. Big Fatty, and you're not going to tell them how many days? Oh, well, this is the wrong music for that. Oh!
Only 50 days until Granny Durwood and Big Dick go on the cruise of a lifetime with Big Fatty out of Amsterdam, except for Granny, he's going out of Australia. Big Fatty.
Trademark Vera Charles.
It's love. Welcome aboard. It's love.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty. Hi, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti.
Hi.
How are you? How are you, Poodle?
Hi. Good. Yes,
now,
yes.
Last time we sent in a message, I think it was Ick.
Yes.
Actually, he was singing love songs.
Yes, love songs.
And, since then, he was encouraged by your words.
Oh, he needed to.
He's gotten enrolled for singing lessons.
Oh, good.
Just to improve his voice.
Oh, thank you.
Over the person he's gone to see.
Lovely.
A lady called Tallulah Twinklehorn.
Tallulah.
Well, listen to this.
Tallulah, I'm so glad that you could take me on as one of your pupils.
Oh, hello, my darling. Oh, it's my pleasure.
Oh!
Always my pleasure. Oh, yes. I heard your little singing. I heard your singing. Oh, you've got a voice.
Oh.
A voice.
A voice.
Like an angel.
Yeah. Oh, oh I don't
have,
know about
you
that.
Have.
Don't
thank
know
you.
About that.
Thank you.
Did Ink say fuck you?
My first little exercise. If you just follow with me.
Oh, let's follow.
Yes.
Follow along. Tallulah.
Black sheep.
Oh, yes.
Have you any wool?
Oh, yes.
You don't want to repeat that.
Uh-huh. Black sheep.
Have you any wool?
No,
honey, that was perfect.
Perfect.
So,
okay.
Keep going.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Three bags. Don't be nervous. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, lovely.
Marvelous. Now,
lovely.
I want to introduce you to the piano.
Oh, hello, piano.
Oh, no, not like that, lovely.
Oh, yes.
Listen to this.
I'm
going to play the piano.
Oh, lovely.
And I want you to sing along.
Oh, you play by ear?
Just sing along. Just
put your ear down there.
No exact tune.
Okay.
Just
no tune.
Sing along.
Don't worry about carrying a tune. Yes. Oh, yes. Twinkle, twinkle. Tallulah Bulah. Oh, here we go. Oh. La 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 la. Ah, yes! Oh, this is lovely!
Oh, my darling, it was perfection!
Oh, perfection!
We're going to make a real singer out of you, my darling!
Oh, you think it's... I hope this didn't cost much! Oh, dear, Gussie! Poodle!
Oh, you will,
Poodle!
Oh, yes!
So there you go, Big Fatty and the Poodle. Keep having some singing lessons. I'm sure we'll hear more.
I hope you can get a refund.
You both.
Yes.
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 I'm going to put some earplugs in because.
Oh, yes. I don't blame you.
Earplugs. Not butt plugs.
No, we do not need to listen to. No, it's a vulgar. It's just vulgar.
No, I'm going to put earplugs in.
Oh,
I think it's going to be rehearsed.
Yes. Put a ball gag in there also. Oh, poodle. I don't know what. Thank you so much. Big Fatty, what the hell was that? I do not know, but Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, I hope that he can get a refund on those Tallulah singing lessons for the love of Tallulah. Big Fatty, for the love of Tallulah.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, DJ Ron in St. Petersburg. Yeah, first-time caller, long-time listener. I'm really looking forward to Hot Dog Down the Hallway coming up this weekend, but I have some questions, so if you would, cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from a longtime listener, first-time caller, first-time attendee at the Horror Hotel for a hot dog down a hallway weekend. Y'all from St. Petersburg, y'all, it's DJ Ron. DJ Ron, what you got?
All right, I was packing my valise and wondered if I need to pack a tuxedo for the big dinner at the captain's table. Second question is, I'm guessing the horror is providing the hot dogs. Do I need to bring my own buns? And finally, what do you recommend I use for granny repellent? Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is DJ Ron. And DJ Ron, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to finally hear your voice. And it's always lovely when we have a first-time caller. And DJ Ron, there is no captain's table by any means. I think you may be confused with Granny's cruise to Australia there. As far as bringing your own buns, I would say there will be some provided, but and you might want to bring your own. However, Gavin has already reserved the special chow with a Granny. And as far as Granny repellent, the easiest thing you can do to repel Granny is just do what Granny does. Just yell at the top of your lungs, "Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!" And maybe that will run him. Actually, there's really no way to run Granny off. Big Fatty, it's a curse! A curse! Yeah, I guess y'all gonna close out today with something my mother sent me. It's called "The Parrot Died." And it says, "At dawn, the telephone rings. Hello, Señor Bob. This is Ernesto, the caretaker at your country house." "Ah, yes, Ernesto. What can I do for you? Is there a problem?" "I'm just calling to advise you, Señor Bob, that your parrot is dead." "My parrot? Dead? The one that won the international competition?" "Si, Señor, that's the one." "Well, damn, that's a pity. I spent a small fortune on that bird. What did he die from?" "From eating the rotten meat, Señor Bob." "Rotten meat? Who the hell fed him rotten meat?" "Nobody, sir. He ate the meat of the dead horse." "Dead horse? What dead horse?" "The thoroughbred, Señor Bob." "You mean my prize thoroughbred? Is dead?" "Yes, Señor Bob. He died from all that work pulling the water cart." "Are you insane? What water cart?" "The one we used to put out the fire, Señor." "Oh, good Lord. What fire? What are you talking about, man?" The one at your house, Señor. A candle fell and the curtains caught on fire." "What the hell? What the hell are you saying? Are you saying that my mansion is destroyed because of a candle?" "Yes, Señor Bob. But there's electricity at the house. What was the candle for?" "For the funeral, Señor Bob." "What bloody funeral?" "Your wife's, Señor Bob. She showed up very late one night, and I thought she was a thief. So I hit her with your new Ping G30-204G Titanium Head Golf Club with the TFC-149D graphite shaft." There was silence. Long silence. Very long silence. Ernesto, if you broke that driver, you're in deep shit. Benny, that's a good one. I'll tell you what, y'all. Every once in a while, the Hatterino sent a good one about, and this time it was because the parrot was dead. Big Fatty, I wonder if he had a cracker. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all got a sneak peek? Got a sneak peek at the Vaughn's East Circular for today. Y'all, the chicken tender submarine sandwich is on sale, so I know what I'm having for my lunch today. Yes, Big Betty, you'll probably have two fried chicken, but no, I'm having the sandwich. Oh, okay. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that crazy northern Mexican, the Faye driver. And Faye driver, I know it's your favorite time of the year up there, but tell us all, what is your favorite part of the summertime in Canada?
Doesn't freeze your knackers off?
Oh, good thing the parrot's dead. We're out of crackers. He would have gone for knackers.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.